This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, another, well, frankly terrifying edition of the Alex Jones Show as we expose the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. But it is scary to know the truth and understand that the world is a dangerous place. But it's even scarier to realize that tens of millions of people, billions of people, are totally in the dark when it comes to the true nature of power and how the world works. Now, we're going to have open phones today. Any issue, any news item, any topic you want to discuss, you are absolutely welcome to be on this show, whether it's the Second Amendment or land grabbing that's going on or victories against tyranny. We want to talk about the ongoing bloodbath in Iraq. We want to talk about the election in 04. Who are they jockeying into position to be the next president? Will it be Wesley Clark? Will it be George W. Kennebunkport, Maine Bush? These are just some of the issues that we should discuss. Toll-free number to join us on air today or tonight or this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. By the way, the City of Austin Council, the Austin City Council, passed a resolution decrying the Patriot Act at about midnight last night. And I was on hand for that and gave a 15-minute speech, and there was just a massive crowd of several hundred Austinites that were there who had shown up three times in the past when they kept postponing it, who eloquently spoke against the Patriot Act and for the virtues of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and our God-given rights. There were high school students. There were black people, white people, Hispanics, Northerners, Southerners. Everybody was there, and I was told by viewers that I gave one of my better speeches ever there, and so we'll be going over some of that. The serious news, senators unite behind gun bill. Senators unite behind gun bill. And yes, the Republicans and the Democrats have a draconian gun registration plan for you. Of course. And Lord Bush has said he will sign it. Latest developments, this is out of the Washington Times. This is all being updated on PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com, as well as InfoWars.com. Criticism of Patriot measures endorsed. Again, city resolution also opposes passage of USA Patriot Act 2. That's here in Austin. We'll get into poverty rises, income down, the census says. But remember that article last week, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poor, and government's growing. How does that work? Well, we'll break it down again with more detail. The real political, the real financial system. Also, News Observer, terrorist group under U.S. protection, another terror group under CIA control, as usual. Also, no-call list sees rescue setback. So the no-call list for telemarketers, that's been put off for another couple months because of a judge's ruling. You know, I hate telemarketers. I really do. They get on my nerves. But at the same time, these laws are going to be used to restrict other people lobbying or warning populations. And I believe if you don't like telemarketers, you should buy the telemarketer jammer little device. Only costs, I don't know, $20-$30. I don't know. What do you think about that, having the government involved in a no-call list? Very dangerous trend. Get your response to that as well here on the show. Also, Little Chip and the Big Apple, they have their new implantation center in New York for the implantable chip, owned by the communist Chinese military and IBM through their front company, Applied Digital Solutions, and they're engaging in chipping in New York now. Also, the Republicans are pressuring McClintock, who has a real conservative record. I mean, I'd call it leftist, but compared to Arnold, it's ultra-right wing. And McClintock's being pressured by, well, Bush and, you know, the others to step down. You haven't been in photos with Robert Mapplethorpe, buddy. You're not a real conservative. We'll be right back. You got to step down. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearms prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it's Open Line Friday. Any issue you want to discuss? Who do you think the new president's going to be in the 04 election? Wesley Clark, George W. Bush, doesn't matter. They're all skull and bones or Rhodes Scholars. Austin, Texas passed a resolution decrying Patriot Act 1 and 2, one of the first cities to do that. And I spoke along with hundreds of other great Austinites that were against this tyranny. We'll get into the Republican Party putting pressure on McClintock, the only conservative in the California recall race, and I've heard the neocon whores, that's what they are, selling out on the radio, telling us how good Arnold is and how well McClintock just needs to step down. Because he's not anti-gun, and he's not for an open border, and, well, I guess he isn't in Robert Mapplethorpe photos. Just such an illustration, this whole recall election, of the hypocrisy. And there's new gun control, a national database of gun owners, and it's Republican-sponsored, of course. And you will not hear a word of this from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. Their job is to keep you in the dark because they're liberals, they're socialists, they're big government pimps, they're working for the man. They're there to make sure you get delivered up on a silver platter to the globalist. It's like George W. is. And I'm sorry if you can't figure that out. You need to wake up to it. Let me get into the Patriot Act right now and what happened last night, because this is a national story, not just what happened in Austin, but the propaganda in and around it, what the Attorney General and his U.S. attorneys and assistant U.S. attorneys are doing, trying to stop communities and states from reaffirming the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Then we'll go to Miles and Walt and folks in Alabama, New York, Wyoming, you name it. The toll-free number to join us on air, of course, is 800-259-9231. First off, I've been down there three times. A couple months ago, we were first there. They were going to vote on it when they saw that over 100 people showed up and signed up to speak. Over 100 signed up to speak, and hundreds more were there. They postponed it. And then the next time, 50 people showed up, 30-something were signed up to speak, they postponed it again. And then they had people up again to speak and finally let some speak a few weeks ago and postponed it again. And then finally they said, okay, we will do it. September 25th, we will vote on it. And over 100 people were signed up to speak again last night. And I'd say there were several hundred others that were there over the 3 or 4 hours while we waited. They promised it'd be at 6:30. They got into the debate at about 8:30. It ended well after midnight. And I was the second speaker. But there was an assistant U.S. attorney there slithering about. And I walked over to the table where he was sitting, and he was sitting at his own designated table with Austin American Statesman writers on both sides of him. And these guys were in an unmitigated, unadulterated, absolute love fest. I sat there and I listened to him for about 20 minutes. I sat on the floor beneath them, you know, down in front of the table, because there was no seating, and I heard them talking about how they were going to manipulate things. And I even tried to record some of it, but it was just how they were buddies and how dumb everybody was that they thought this took rights and ha ha ha, and my editor agrees with you, ha ha ha. And of course, Richard Opel at the Statesman has written these editorials about how wonderful it is and how you're basically an orange-haired, purple-haired kook if you don't love giving your liberty up because the Patriot Act's the next best thing to slice bread. But we have a record of this. 2 months ago, Ashcroft met with all the big editors of the country. Hundreds of editors of big newspapers met in a big Hollywood hotel. They had members of the media, TV, magazine heads. I mean, there were just hundreds of news editors, it said, and hundreds of other executives. And Ashcroft said, please put a good face on the Patriot Act. And now you see sitcoms and dramas and the newspapers and the news broadcast. It's all Patriot Act good, Patriot Act good. It's been represented unfairly, and that's what Ashcroft said. This meeting, the press reported on it, he said it's been unfairly misrepresented. Please help us get the truth out to the people. And so every day since then, I've watched dozens of editorials from all the big papers about, and it's all basically plagiarism. It's all the same article. It's wonderful. It's good. People are lying. It doesn't affect citizens. You got to have a judge's order. This isn't true. And I watch the news, especially print media, sit there in just an endless love fest with the assistant U.S. attorney. And you know, to them it'd be, oh, we're just friends. We're just friendly. But I mean, it was all, oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, off the record. Oh, sure, I understand. Yeah, these people are, And I tried to talk to the reporter, the Statesman reporter, one of them. I said, look, buddy, ask him about Section 802, that this affects all citizens, all crimes. And the reporter started laughing at me, and the U.S. attorney, said, well, what's the problem, Mr. Jones? So what? We're going after criminals. You got a problem with that? I said, yeah, everybody deserves the Bill of Rights and Constitution. These are people you think may be criminals, and I don't trust this government. And I made that point, and the Statesman reporter was literally on a power trip just laughing at me, sitting there beside him. Ever seen Return of the Jedi? This is an analogy. That little creature that sits on Jabba the Hutt's shoulder. I mean, he was like that. With some other Statesman writer sitting there laughing at me. I'm going, what about Section 501 of Patriot Act 2? You know, for secret arrest and execution, stripping us of our citizenship, enemy combatant designation. Well, what's wrong with that to fight terror? Then I watched the assistant U.S. attorney go out and talk to the press, the news cameras, and he would just go, it doesn't affect citizens. You have to have judge's orders. This is all lies. So I jumped on him and said, that's not true, and all the news cameras turned off. And one lady walked over from one of the news channels. She said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Send me some information on this. He certainly is, misleading people. But understand the history of this. And when I got up and spoke, I talked about how it was staged with the newspapers and how Ashcroft had ordered his U.S. attorneys and their minions to go out and propagandize, and how he wasn't having open debates with the public. He was having these staged events with the police and the military. And I went into how in Tulia, Texas, they framed 56 people knowing that they didn't have any drugs or paraphernalia. They just wanted to put them in prison. How Houston, Texas admits that they framed thousands of people with their crime lab. We talked about Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab, who admits they were in there framing hundreds of people. And he finally blew the whistle on it. And I went over this and I said, see, you can't trust government. You've got to restrict its size. And then I broke down that, hey, John Ashcroft said there was no Patriot Act, too. I know you guys remember that. And the council was all nodding their heads. I said, well, now you hear him saying there is a Patriot Act, too, and we've got to pass it. These guys are liars. And I pointed at the assistant U.S. attorney, and I said, they are liars. They are trying to foist this tyranny upon us. And there's, you know, giant uproar of applause throughout this. But they're counting on people not reading it, not knowing what's in it. But the incredible thing is, the statesman writers that were there didn't want to hear what I had to say, didn't want to quote what the people there speaking out were saying. It was all what the assistant U.S. attorney has to say. And it's all what Richard Opel, the editor, has to say, you know, the big liberal Democrat, defending Bush, defending the big globalist agenda. So, I mean, this is collusion, folks. This is massive. This is widespread. Now, let me just read some of this article, then we'll come back and we'll go to all these great callers. Criticism of Patriot measure endorsed. Okay. City resolution also opposes passage of USA Patriot Act. And this is one of the statement writers that was there, one of the court gestures, Jonathan Osborne. He thinks it's real funny, folks. The Austin City Council, and again, he was literally, he was one step away from sitting in the deputy U.S. attorney's lap, okay? I mean, he was literally fawning on him. It was a love fest. It was disgusting. I thought he was a used car salesman trying to sell the U.S. attorney on something. The Austin City Council officially put in writing its criticism of the USA Patriot Act on Thursday, joining the more than 170 cities, drop 400, and counties nationwide that have passed similar resolutions. Council members Jackie Goodman, Daryl Slusher, Danny Thomas, Ruel Alvarez voted for the resolution, which also opposed the passage of the USA Patriot Act II. Mayor Will Wynn and council members Brewster McCracken and Betty Dunkerley abstained. I told them, I said, be part of history, don't abstain. Say yes or no. And of course, they did the cowardly thing. Very cynical folks. Austin resolution expressed concern that the Patriot Act, lauded by federal lawmakers as an essential tool in fighting terrorism, might have the potential of violating fundamental liberties. A resolution sponsored by Goodman, Thomas, and Alvarez stopped short of directing police not to cooperate with federal authorities, and as Slusher requested, it does not declare any parts of the act unconstitutional. Yeah, they had that changed, by the way, after I left at about 11:30 at night. They just moved in and said, well, you'll have to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and can't follow any unconstitutional orders, and you have to check with the city first. And that's better than nothing, folks. The point is that we forced them to do this. They didn't want to. And it goes on. The act was approved by Congress shortly after September 11th terrorist attacks. It gives the government surveillance powers the critics say could lead to the infringement of citizens' civil rights. And by the way, their argument was, well, our police can be charged criminally if they don't follow federal mandates. Oh, really? Is that why the city doesn't help the feds arrest illegal aliens, even when they commit crimes? I mean, this is ridiculous. And it's the old Nuremberg defense. Well, just following orders. If you're given an illegal order, you will still be held accountable for following that order. So this is what they tried to sell. And they had, in all fairness to the council, I mean, they basically had the city attorneys and their minions up there threatening them. I mean, they were twisting arms, shaking their heads when the council would start talking, freaking out. The deputy U.S. attorney was running around behind the scenes, pulling his hair out. It was disgusting. But he did celebrate later when he got part of it gutted. All right, folks. We will come back, and I'll take some more calls. We'll get to some calls. And then I'll get back into this Patriot Act, back into more gun control out of Congress, and the neocons telling McClintock to step down, and so Arnold can be the governor.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to go straight to your calls and get to a ton of other vital news and info. Just to try to encapsulate it, to watch the newspaper in the hip pocket of the federal government, to know that the editor has met with the Justice Department, to know that their reporters were there to fawn and manipulate to fawn after the government and to manufacture consent is really disturbing. And to watch the deputy U.S. attorney get in there and have the resolution change slightly to where, the police aren't ordered to not help the feds in terrorism cases, but they've got to at least, check with the city council or with the police chief. Point is that they're responding. Another city has said, no, we're concerned about this. They're not getting away with it. They're in trouble. More cities are passing it now that Ashcroft is gallivanting around lying. But this is a great example of the manipulation of our media by the government. All right, let's go to Miles in North Carolina. Go ahead, Miles.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I was just wondering if who's going to win the 2004 presidential election. I believe it's going to be George Bush. The reason why I say that is what do the Democrats have? Nobody really. So, I mean, people want to stick with Bush, I mean, I know.
Plus, they've got the Diebold electronic voting machines with the CIA running them. This has all come out in the news, but not on national news. And they got back doors into all these touchscreen systems. So, I don't think it matters who they put, a Wesley Clark or a John Kerry or George Bush. It's all Skull and Bones or Rhodes Scholar. It's all New World Order this, New World Order that. They're just figureheads.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking was whoever the Democrat nominee was would probably get Hillary as, vice president. That way they could say, she didn't say she'd run for president, but she was chosen for vice president, and then that way they'd give Bill Clinton a seat in the Senate and take her spot for whatever, how long, about a year, I guess.
That's good political analysis. And then that would make great dog and pony show, as, they'd have fake fights between Clinton and Bush, as if Bush is the conservative, as if she's the liberal, when really they're business partners. Going back to Mina, they can just have this big staged event. Imagine the thinking process being switched off if Hillary is involved in a presidential run. It'll be, I don't care if Bush takes my guns. I love him. I don't like Hillary.
What's really scary is I believe the reason why people are in the shape they're in now is because for years all you've heard is, the rapture of the church, and then, people get the attitude like, this is all going to happen after I'm taken out of here, so they're like, they don't care.
So I guess Christians didn't need to fight Stalin or Mao or Hitler. Or I guess the disciples were wrong because they were going to get raptured. They were wrong to go out and fight evil. And it's a great cop-out. Everybody just sit there. Oh, praise the Lord, they're going to put microchips in.
That's what I've heard people say, I mean, not what you said.
No, I've heard them. Oh, goody, goody, goody. They're going to put microchips in us soon. That means the end is near. Oh, this is great. It's terribly sick.
Then what are they going to do when they have a man comes out on this world scene and he claims to be, Jesus Christ, and people are just
that's what the Antichrist does, and they're going to say that's Jesus and worship him and say Jesus is fighting the terrorist.
And the thing I looked at is that people like that, nobody's really met anybody that's had charisma, and nobody's really seen any miracles done, like people being raised out, like blind eyes being open. I mean, I know it's happened, where two Christians have prayed for people and, given it God the glory, but,
Well, see, the New World Order has its artificial miracles. With their super technology. Thanks for the call, Miles. Look, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate your call, Miles. Take care. Look, folks. Bottom line here, whether you're an atheist or not, the world leaders are occultists, okay? Just go study it. Now, even if you don't believe in God, doesn't that show they're pretty whacked out that they believe in the devil? Even if the devil's not real, which I believe it is and know it is. The point is, you can't deny that this world government is a cult. Why is it attacking true Christianity? Why? That's an important point you've got to face. And we need to think about that and be conscious of that. And then look at all the developments on the world scene. Very interesting. All right, we're going to talk to Walt and Laura and Ron and Bob and others, and we've got the big cloning doctor who's got the clones on the way coming on the show later in the next hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire...
Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're already 33 minutes into the first hour of this worldwide transmission. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I've got into the fact that here in Austin, Texas, last night, the city council passed a pretty good resolution reaffirming the Bill of Rights and Constitution, reaffirming the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, saying that the Patriot Act violates those and that the city will not violate those. And there was an assistant U.S. attorney, again, scurrying around, trying to stop all this from happening. And I watched the Austin American Statesman almost sitting in his lap. I mean, both reporters were sitting right up against him. They were in rapture together. They were giggling and laughing at the speakers. It was so funny. I tried to talk to the reporters, give them some facts. They didn't care. It was cynical. They were on a power trip, and they knew exactly what they were there to do. And the poor saps reading the paper don't know that. They don't know that all the big editors met with Ashcroft 2 months ago in Hollywood. They don't know this is all staged. But, again, regardless of that, more and more people are waking up. This is tyrannical, and it doesn't matter if Ashcroft's on his road show, it's blowing up in their face. Coming up, senators unite behind gun bill. Oh, yes, new draconian gun law. The so-called conservatives want McClintock to step down. They want Arnold. That's their type of Republican, the Republican leadership of the U.S. and of California. They don't want McClintock. They want Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, what a great example of America, folks. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Be a good Bush-onian conservative. You got to be involved with Nazis or Robert Mapplethorpe, or say you want to be a dictator, I guess. And also, poverty rises, income down, census says. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. Right now, let's go to Walt in Michigan. Walt, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
About an hour and a half ago, I saw three armored personnel carriers, the large ones with the door that flips open in the back, go down M90 in the thumb on civilian transports, low boys.
Well, yeah, I mean, most police departments have multiple APCs.
These were not civilian type. These were the large military type.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of them moving around the country. They're manufacturing them in Canada. I think the U.S. Army, what, ordered 15,000 of them?
These are heading toward M25 along the coast and the Blue Water Bridge.
Okay.
That area. I don't know where
they were
going. Yeah,
I got the BBC
going
here from Monday where... Eastern Bloc, Ukrainian and others are out there pulling families out of their cars in Scotland. It's happened here in Texas. I mean, we have urban warfare where they take over cities. It's all part of desensitization.
Well, I had a National Guard communications officer, propagandist, whatever, for the Guard, say that she trained with Latvians up to at Fort at Camp Grayling. Where they practice their artillery firing.
Yeah, it's admitted.
The Latvians are, according to the UN, the regionalization of the United States, the Latvians are supposed to be the police force over Region 5, which is the Great Lakes area.
Yeah, for those that don't know, what he said is true. This is declassified. It's been going on for about 20 years, but it's been declassified about the last 6 or 7. For Texas, it's Czech Republic. Into Louisiana, it's Chinese for the areas of the West Coast. Latvians and Russians for the East Coast into Michigan, and Germans and Israelis for the Midwest. Folks, I'm not joking. This is the official map.
Oh, yeah.
There's official Army maps of, and again, the Army War College in 99 said, quote, we want Mexican and Canadian troops in America to, quote, deal with American terrorism for peacekeeping. And now they've signed the deals last year with a joint command for NORTHCOM, and they've signed deals to bring foreign troops into America.
Well, they're using those APCs exactly the same kind I saw over in Iraq and these other countries where they're going door-to-door to confiscate civilian firearms.
These are large, what, Marine Corps-type LAVs?
They were large. I don't know the model. I really don't.
The Warrior or the...
I know they had the door in the back.
That's one of those Warriors.
Just like the ones they're using in Iraq, and they've been putting in the papers.
Sure.
On the news.
Yeah.
That was about an hour and a half ago.
Okay. Well, thank you for that call. Appreciate it, Walt. Let's talk to Laura in Alabama. Laura, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make two different comments, and then I'll hang up and let you talk. First of all, when people are waking, the cities are waking up to the Patriot Bill, and they don't want it. So that means the global elite are probably going to pull something to keep their plans afloat.
Well, let me... and. You can continue, but this is a good point you're making.
Well, now this
what they'll do is, hold on, they'll let the Patriot Act resistance build, they'll let the resistance of the war build, then blow stuff up and say, oh, see, we canceled total information awareness. Oh, see, you threw out the Patriot Act, and look what you caused. I do see that in the cards. I've been saying that for a year. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that Hegelian dialectic they use in every country when they take them over. But I think that the Rockefellers and the Hags and the Schultzes and some of these folks are getting pretty old, and they want to see this come to fruition.
Oh, very astute. Another bombshell statement. Absolutely.
And another unrelated comment is, I'm glad that the Congress passed that do not call list, because I think people have a right to opt out of phone calls just like they do junk mail.
Okay, let me elaborate, because I'm glad you called in about this.
Okay, I'll hang up then and let you talk.
Well, no, I want to get your take on this. Will you stay there, Laura? Is she already gone? Okay, she wanted to get off. Well, I threw this out as a question to the listeners, because I don't know where I stand on this. I mean, normally, people like this show because, well, I know where I stand on about 99% of stuff, but I haven't really had time to think about it. And driving in my truck yesterday down to the city council, I was listening to the news, and it said, well, the do-not-call list, a judge has blocked it, and so it'll be a couple months till the do-not-call list goes in. And at my house, I mean... it's always on Sunday night, Saturday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. We probably get three or four of these calls a night. A lot of times it's the same people. AT&T, Sprint, mortgage company, Viagra, you know, peddling drug companies. I don't know how they can do that. It's all distasteful, and I'm sick of it. And let me just say that here, okay? And this goes on and on and on. All these calls. But here's the problem. Do I like having the government involved in restricting who can call who? I mean, maybe there should be class action suits against people for doing this for harassment. I guarantee you have a couple hundred class action suits against people, they'll stop doing these. So I don't know where I stand. Because, again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's paved with good intentions. And so the government always sells us, well, we need a camera in your car to make sure children don't burn up in the heat. We need a retina scan you to get start your car at the sides of your tire. That was mainstream news yesterday, folks, on Infowars.com. Well, we need to have face scanning cameras everywhere. Well, your cell phone needs a satellite tracker chip. It could save somebody. Then they admit the plan is to track and trace and tax us with it by the mile, using it as a road marker off the RFID readers on the highways. You know, all of this, oh, we got to take our liberties for security. You know, it's this, but you look at who creates the crisis over and over again, it's this government. I can't stand telemarketers. But you know this is going to get expanded out to, you can't call anybody unless they solicited it up front. Unless they said you can call me. So it's pretty scary. Also, the government can selectively enforce this and claim you called somebody you weren't supposed to. I don't know. There's just problems involved. Anything federal scares me. I mean, if it was by a state-by-state basis and states would prosecute people, I don't think I'd have a problem with that because I can't stand telemarketers. But seriously, I mean, there's drug companies, mortgage companies, phone companies, people trying to sell you magazine subscriptions. And once you get on these lists, I mean, the phone just rings and rings and rings. And before we changed our number, by the way, we had to change our number. The phone, not just from listeners and people who'd gotten our home phone number, but everybody, these telemarketers just ring, ring, ring. It's the same thing with spam. Everybody walks up to me in person. I mean, I've had like Hollywood people that are trying to get in touch with me who see me on the street who live here in Austin. Alex, I tried to email you five times. It bounces back. Or newspaper reporters or everybody. Yeah, it bounces back. And what am I supposed to do? Well, the reason that's happening is we're getting now several thousand or more emails a day. Here's the problem, though. There'll be 300, 400 good emails in there. The rest of it, and I got like eight email addresses or something, it's all spam. Hundreds of drug ads, hundreds of mortgage ads, hundreds of those scam emails from Nigeria going, I am the crown prince. You'll send me $5,000, I will wire you $15 million, you know. I'm sick of it, but do I want the government involved? They're trying to pass laws where if you send somebody an unsolicited email, you get jail time. And you know that's going to be selectively enforced. They got laws where sending somebody an unsolicited email will be considered hacking. Orrin Hatch wants to destroy your computer if you download anything. This is serious business, folks. So I don't know how to handle it. What do you think we should do? 1-800-259-9231. All right, Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron, then Bob in Wyoming and others.
Hi, Alex. I called up about that gun bill. I've done some extensive research on it all morning. What it is the resurrection or reincarnation of the Our Lady of Peace Act, which I know you're familiar with. You've had Larry Pratt on your airwaves.
And it's also in S-22. It is the total registration of all gun owners and a bunch of other trash. And,
okay,
of course, it's got a Republican pushing it. And Bush says he'll sign it. Tell folks all about it.
I will. I'll give you all the details. The fact is, it's the Our Lady, the resurrection of the Our Lady of Peace Act. However, it's the same thing, but they put a new title on the bill. It's called the National Criminal Background Check Act of 2003. Now, the bill, one of its main sponsors, one of the main people pushing it, is the senator from New York, Charles Schumer, who I'm sure is known to much of your audience. But ironically enough,
now, we call him the Dirty Possum.
Okay, well, ironically enough, Senator Schumer, the Dirty Possum, look at the Trojan horses he's working with in doing this. In the U.S. House of Representatives, John Dingell, who postures himself as pro-gun, in the U.S. Senate...
John Dingell.
In the U.S. Senate, men who posture themselves as real apple-pie conservatives in the Judiciary Committee, John McCain, Orrin Hatch, and Larry Craig. U.S. Senators, all Republicans, all men who posture themselves
as conservatives. And by the way, it talks about the NRA's neutral
No, they're not neutral on it anymore. The NRA has gone through various metamorphosis with this.
Okay, well, I've got an article from today saying they were neutral. You're saying that just changed. I mean,
listen, let me give you the background on this. I've been on top of this like white on rice from day one.
I know, Ron. You called about a month ago about this.
Okay. Originally, they supported it. They caught hell. Okay? There was a second incarnation of this bill. Then they took the neutral posture. Now that this is the third incarnation of this bill under a new title, but it's the same package, the same goods, they're in favor of it. Now that's another.
Now, are you a liberal?
Excuse me.
Well, you're pro-gun. That's are you a member of the Communist Party?
No, what I am is.
No. Let me stop you. Hey. The veterans fought and died, so we'd have our guns confiscated.
Well, I know.
No, gun registration is conservative, and you are obviously a communist.
I knew that. I believe it was Patrick Henry that did say, "Give me databases or give me death."
Well, he was an evil commie.
He was a commie. George Washington. Yeah, they were all commies.
All of them. And again, Arnold, I mean, when you're in some of the, involved with the most raunchy pornographer out there, love Hitler, you're good. But, I mean, literally, folks, we're not even being sarcastic now, but if you love America and love sovereignty and the Second Amendment, you are a communist.
Alex,
Rush Limbaugh says it.
Let me even impart some more information to the audience. They should definitely, and you have a lot of NRA members that listen to you, get on your phone, raise hell with the NRA. Because, believe me, if they weren't supportive of this bill, it would go nowhere.
They were neutral. I believe you're wrong, because you called them with good stuff in the past. Where did you hear him say they're now supporting it? This is larcenous.
Okay, because this morning I personally called, all right, their federal affairs office and spoke with their liaison, the federal affairs liaison. and they're supportive of it.
I tell you, they're the most disgusting organization I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a life member of that organization, and I say that with some regret, and it's time for people now to get on their case. Something strange has happened to that organization in the last 10 years. It has become insular and cynicistic toward the interest of its rank and file members.
Well, it's called infiltration. You don't think they're going to just let us have our Second Amendment?
Well, then I think the rank and file members, such as I have done, should get on the phone and tell them, don't you dare support this. You know what this bill does?
It creates total registration and a nexus tied into the new matrix system and total information.
And guess what else it does? It breaches the confidentiality of medical records, something we have held inviolate.
For those who don't know, folks, it's not just going to be now that you have a misdemeanor and can't own a gun.
And the states
from Maryland to Kentucky are going after folks who have misdemeanors. They're now considering that under the 68 Gun Control Act, expanding it to misdemeanors. Now, folks, it's medical records. They did a beta test of this in 99.
You're on the money with what you're saying.
Well, let me stop you. Remember the beta test of this in 99 when Clinton gave 800,000-plus files on veterans for their medical records? And if somebody had ever collapsed in Vietnam from exhaustion, they consider that now mental illness. And so grandpa goes in to buy his grandson a 22 and suddenly his red flag is a mental patient. That was the beta test. And so, folks, you got a misdemeanor. You had an emotional breakdown when your wife died or something and checked yourself into the hospital over it because that's what the society said you should do. No guns for you now. No guns for you. Go ahead.
And, Alex, you couldn't be more accurate. And let me expand on that. It does include medical records, and you're right. And, you know, one of the big stinks that Schumer and these other fine conservatives are saying is that, well, states don't report everything. The reason that states do not report everything to federal databases is because the offenses committed are such low-status offenses that, as you said, under the 1968 Gun Control Act, they don't rise to the level of the type of offense whereas you should lose civil rights. Now they want to take literally that sort of jaywalking offense.
We've had Larry Pratt on. We've read the analysis. I've read the bill on air, our Lady of Peace, also in Patriot Act 2 and S-22, Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act. And it says everything. It'll millions more Americans will be knocked off the gun rolls. And I told folks this. That's why I believe the day somebody gets out of prison, give them a machine gun. And people go, oh, that's crazy. Folks, back when this country was free and your doors were open, they would give you your guns back if you were taken into custody 10 years before for bank robbery. When you left, they'd give you your guns back. And that was back in the day and age when crime was actually much lower. Hollywood's played it up like there was a bunch of crime. There wasn't. I'd rather have criminals out there with their guns than a corrupt government be able to restrict me having a gun. Criminals don't run around doing stuff in Texas like they do in New York because they know if they bust in somebody's house, about 60% of the time they're going to get their head blown off.
And that's absolutely true. And another thing is, as I said, everybody who's within earshot of me speaking, you have to call up, you have to raise hell about this because they've done this in a backroom deal in a dark corner from out of left field.
Hold on real quick, Ron. You called the NRA. What did the Trojan horse, Judas Iscariot, tell you?
Well, they tried to sell me on the act, but I told them, listen, I have a copy of the legislation, and it's not what you're purporting that it is. And I told them verbatim what the legislation is. So I said, we shouldn't be involved in this. We shouldn't be involved in putting the Second Amendment into conflict with the Fourth Amendment. We shouldn't be involved in depriving states
of states'
rights.
And what did the rodents tell you?
Well, they were just, I'm sorry, you know, I differ in opinion with you.
We'll be right back. Thank you for the call.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We ripped the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Back live. I knew the NRA had supported this bill. They sell it to all the fools out there as Project Exile at the state level. And then I knew under pressure they'd gone neutral, and Ron saying that he called them and they're now for it. And I'm just so sick of this. Senators unite behind gun bill. This is the Washington Times. A bill to improve the national database aimed at preventing felons and the mentally ill from purchasing guns was announced jointly yesterday by two senators, a Democrat and a Republican. Now notice, the mentally ill now, everything's mental illness. So they have hundreds of new designations, and your boss says, oh, you've been a little stressed out. Go to the counselor, and the counselor goes, oh, why don't you go see a shrink? Half the folks in our department are. It's okay. Oh, all right, I guess I'll go. Sure, you're telling me to. Oh, yeah, it's totally normal. Then, of course, you lose your rights. They can't get you on welfare. They can't get you into criminal justice. They'll get you into their mind control. Senator Charles E. Dirty Possum Schumer, New York Democrat, is a leading gun control advocate. And Senator Larry E. Craig, Idaho Republican, is a National Rifle Association member. Mr. Schumer predicted it would be the first gun legislation to go through Congress in years, saying the backers on stage with him covered the entire spectrum of gun control positions. Isn't this incredible? Mr. Schumer predicted that it will pass. The bill would provide $400 million in incentives and grants to help states provide better information on the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. And again, it will be misdemeanors, your medical records. If you've ever seen a psychologist, there'll then be an investigation of you. No, we need no gun laws so I can protect myself from lunatics. And it goes on and on, and oh, it does admit that NRA supports this. Well, isn't that nice? Again, open borders, gun control, campaign finance, signing it, protecting Bill Clinton and Pardongate, doing all this horrible stuff. This is sick. This makes me so mad. Now, we got the big cloning scientist who's in the news, who's really got clones going, not the quack, but the real deal. Join us in about 35 minutes, and before we do that, we'll talk to Ron and Bob and a bunch of other folks that are holding. And I do have a bunch of other news I'm going to get to, but, I mean, here's another example of being stabbed in the back. McClintock pressed to quit the race. Also on the Washington Times, and it says prominent Republicans say that they want Schwarzenegger. Get out of there, McClintock. You're pro-gun and pro-border. We want you out of there. Again, McClintock, you're not communistic enough. Sorry, buddy. You've got a little too much substance. Well, it's like when Bush had Ron Paul targeted in his last reelection campaign, or Bush has openly said he's targeting Tom Tancredo, who just wants to control our borders. They targeted Senator Bob Smith and got John Sununu in there. You're starting to figure out what's going on. Now do you realize why I can't stand the neocon talk show hosts that keep you in the dark? That I could just clobber if they'd come on this show and debate me, which of course they won't. Before I end this hour, if you believe in this show, what we're doing, and you want to wake folks up and you want to support this broadcast, you need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Those are just some of my great films. The new amazing book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order by Paul Watson that I've published. Seriously, folks, get Order Out of Chaos. Get 911 The Road to Tyranny. Give them as gifts. Take action. Don't count on others. We can win this thing, but not if you don't get off the bench and get in the game. Poll right now and get the videos. Get the books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Do not wait, folks. 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Get the videos. You get three or more, they drop down substantially in price, by the way. Second hour, a lot of news and your calls and a guest right ahead.
Clean water, clean food, and clean air. It's what nature intended. The trouble today is that our nutrients have been stripped and polluted. That's why your friends at NutraTeam stock the best in water and air.